1 Corinthians 15. We're going to be focusing our attention on just one verse, verse number 17. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 17, it says, "And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, and you're yet in your sins." You know, a passport is essential for international travel. And if you've ever traveled overseas, you know that. You don't get out of the country without your passport. And so each country has their own essential requirements for passports. Melody and I just had to update our American passports, and they want all these details, and you know, you got to fill in all this stuff for them, and of course, pay them a fee. But there's all these essentials for their passports, and if any of these are missing, you don't get your passport. And you know, the same is true with heaven. Salvation is God's passport to heaven. And two of the essentials for such a passport is faith and forgiveness. And we see in this verse here that's before us tonight those two elements addressed. And the Apostle Paul, writing to the Corinthian believers, and they were struggling with some people were teaching the Corinthian believers that the resurrection was already past, or that there wasn't going to be a resurrection. They were really confusing the people. And Paul was setting it straight here. The resurrection chapter of the Bible, 1 Corinthians 15, and he covers it in detail about the resurrection. But when we get down to verse number 17, he says, "If Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, and you're yet in your sins." And this gives us two clear reasons that Christ rose from the dead. And that's essential. Those reasons, first of all, is it's essential to our faith, and it's essential to our forgiveness. So let's take a look at that this evening. First of all, Christ's resurrection is essential for our faith. When Paul wrote here that if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, what did he mean by faith? Faith can be looked at both subjectively and objectively. Right? Subjectively, faith is acting upon trusted information. It is belief in the truth. It is our faith in Christ for salvation. This faith is repentance of sin and trusting in Christ's atonement. Faith in that. So that's one aspect of faith. That's the subjective definition of faith. Objectively, faith can also refer to that which we believe, our doctrine. All right? That is faith. And in this verse, actually both of them fit. So whichever way it was, I'm not positive, but when he says here that if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, your doctrine of faith is vain, and your faith in God, probably the subjective is more likely, it's your faith in God, trusting Him to save your soul and give you eternal life, he says that's vain. And what if Christ did not rise? Well, he addresses that. If Christ did not resurrect, he says, your faith is vain. The word vain means empty. It's empty. It's useless. So if our faith in Christ, we say, I trust the Lord, I'm going to go to heaven because I put my trust in Jesus Christ. And if Jesus never rose from the dead, he said, that is empty faith. It is useless. It has no grounds, no support. You're wasting your time. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is absolutely essential. Christ's resurrection is at the core of the gospel. Flip back to you might not even have to change the page. In verse number 3 of 1 Corinthians 15. Let's actually start at verse number 1 to get the context. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1. "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you." All right, so he's talking about the gospel. "Which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." So this is the gospel in a nutshell. And he tells us there that if Christ did not rise like he said he did, then what he's claimed was a lie. It was not true. And what the scriptures predicted about him was never fulfilled. It was deception. If Christ did not rise from the dead. It's absolutely essential for our faith in Christ. Romans chapter 4, flip back to that. Romans chapter 4 and look at verse number 25. Romans chapter 4 and verse number 25. Romans 4:25 says, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. All right, so Christ was delivered for our offenses. He was delivered to who? He was delivered to the enemies for our offenses, and he was raised again from the dead for our justification. So, if Christ did not rise, his payment was not complete, and he cannot justify a sinner. Now, when we talk about justifying, it's to make us just or right before God. He says he can't do that. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, that was essential. If he did not rise from the dead, his deity is undermined. Romans chapter 1, verse number 4. Okay, if you're still there in Romans, turn back another page. Romans chapter 1 and verse number 4. Who declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. So it's the resurrection of Christ that declares the Son's Godhead with power. So it would undermine the deity of Christ if he did not raise from the dead, because that's what the scripture said he did. Believing that Christ raised is required for salvation. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. Look at verse number 9. A very familiar verse if you're witnessing to people. Romans chapter 10 and verse number 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. He said we've got to believe that Christ died and rose again in order for us to be saved. That's part of salvation. Our Savior died for our sins and he rose again to give us life. So both aspects are true. And so that's part of our salvation. Without Christ's resurrection, we have no lively or living hope. Over there in the book of 1 Peter, way toward the end of your Bible. 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 3. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively or living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Now, why would that give us a living hope? Or literally a hope of living? It's because if our Savior's dead and he did not rise from the dead, then we have no hope. We aren't going to get raised from the dead. Nobody's going to be able to raise you from the dead if they couldn't raise themselves from the dead. But the very fact that Jesus Christ died and was buried and rose again, he is able then to give us resurrection as well, to resurrect our bodies. And that is a wonderful promise from him. His resurrection gives us this hope of resurrection. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. All right, so the next book over, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and look at verse number 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 14. Okay, I was looking at the wrong thing. I thought this didn't look right. Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. So Paul, writing to the Corinthian believers, he said that we know that the same one who raised up Jesus is going to raise up us and present us together with you. And so there is that hope of resurrection. Now, when you stop and think about this, salvation is not just God forgiving us our sins, although that is a wonderful truth. But it is the forgiveness of sins and the promise of resurrection, that we're going to be raised from the dead and live eternally with him. We know that to be true, but oh, what a wonderful truth that is. So both our faith in Christ and our Christian doctrine faith depend on Christ's resurrection. If Christ did not raise from the dead, we have no hope. But then he goes on in our text verse, verse 17. He says, if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Christ's resurrection is essential for us to be forgiven. And I think that of all the things, when I think about salvation, one of the most precious truths is that God forgives us. That is so precious. We all fail. We've all made a mess of things. We've all done things we regret. And Christ forgives our sin. If there was no resurrection from the dead, if Christ was still dead and he could not help us, he could not forgive our sins. We would be yet in our sins. To be yet in our sins is to be unforgiven. Our sins condemn us, no question about that. The Bible tells us that our sin condemns us, and so does our conscience. You know, I'm so glad that God has given us a conscience. Sometimes I don't like it because it's not very pleasant. But he's given us a conscience that says, what God said is true. What you did was wrong. You need to get it right. And our conscience condemns us, and so does the scriptures when we do wrong. And without forgiveness, we'd never get rid of that feeling of conviction and guilt. One glorious truth of salvation in Christ is God's forgiveness of sins. Flip over to Acts chapter 13 and look at verse number 38. Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13 and then verse 38. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man, speaking of Christ, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. Through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. That is a blessing. In the next verse, it says, and by him all that believe are justified from all things from which they could not be justified by the laws of Moses. You know, we've never lived under the law of Moses. But for those who did, it was a fearful thing. You stop and think about it. All the rules. I mean, there was no lenience. Remember the man that picked up sticks on Sunday or on Saturday? What'd they do to him? They killed him. You know, for immorality, it was death. For so many of these sins, there was no forgiveness. It was payment. And even those that you did, whenever you sinned, you'd have to take your lamb to the altar, and you'd have to have a big flock if you were a sinner like me. Constantly going down there and killing another lamb. And we don't live under the law, but for those who lived under the law, Christ fulfilled that. Justified us from all things that could not be justified by the law of Moses. We saw that this morning in the message that Christ alone fulfilled the law so that we don't have to be under the law and guilty by the law. If Christ raised not, we are yet in our sins, unforgiven and unable to escape. It's a terrible thought. We're drowning in the cesspool of sin with no means to escape. Sounds like a nightmare. You know, you wake up in the middle of the night dreaming about something that's really terrible that's happening to you. And yet that's exactly what's happening to so many people that don't know Christ. They're slowly dying and are going to spend eternity separated from God, because they have not received his gift of eternal life. But if Jesus hadn't raised from the dead, none of us would have hope. We'd all be doomed. To be unforgiven is to be eternally damned. To be yet in our sins is to be unforgiven by God, and thus separated from heaven and doomed to eternal damnation in the lake of fire. That's exactly what we deserve, and that's exactly what we would get if Christ did not raise from the dead. There's nothing worse than being unforgiven by God. And then God tells us that if we want His forgiveness, we need to forgive others. That's so important. You know, sometimes we want God's forgiveness, but we don't want to forgive those that have hurt us. And we're being foolish to feel that way. And God said, if we don't forgive, I won't forgive you. So it's absolutely essential that we forgive if we want God's forgiveness. But it was also essential that Christ raised from the dead. Because if He hadn't raised from the dead, we'd still be yet in our sins. Praise God, Christ did raise from the dead. He is alive. Our faith in Christ is not in vain. Christ is alive. He's completed our atonement. We sang those songs tonight. So many of those good songs. And the words of the songs describing the atonement of Christ on the cross. Our faith in Christ is full of hope and assurance. So when we put our faith in Christ, it is not just an empty faith. It is not just a shallow religious faith. It is a faith that Jesus Christ died and was buried and He rose again to wash me clean and give me a home in heaven for all eternity. And that is a wonderful truth. Jesus paid it all. We are no longer in our sins. Our living Lord conquered sin and death and is able to forgive us of our sins. Later on in the same chapter of 1 Corinthians, we get down to verse number 55 and it says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, Paul says, after all that I've showed you about the resurrection, therefore, based on that, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. God has been so good to us. He has offered us eternal salvation. And most of us here tonight have received that. If some have not, now is the time. Do not delay. Jesus Christ is coming back soon. It could be tonight. Our world is getting so corrupt. I cannot believe the filth and corruption in our world. Even 20 years ago, I never would have dreamed some of the things that are happening in our world today would be possible. Our world is absolutely corrupt from the top down. Jesus is coming soon. It might be today. What a glorious thing that would be if He did. We could be with Him in heaven for all eternity. And we must praise God that we have a living Savior. As we have noted in our text this evening, Christ, if He had not raised from the dead, our faith would be empty, worthless. And it would be no different than the dead religions of our world today. And we would also yet be in our sins, unforgiven and doomed for all eternity to the lake of fire. Christ, if Christ is your Savior, you need to thank Him and praise Him. That's what this day was intended to be set apart for. A day to remember the resurrection of our Lord. So many in our world today, it never crossed their mind that Jesus died and rose for their sins. They focus on their chocolate bunnies and eggs and the nonsense of Easter. And they don't even think about what Christ did for us. Jesus saves. And we need to thank Him for that. And tonight as we partake in the Lord's Supper, I urge you to thank Him for that. Thank Him for what He's done for you. If Christ is not yet your Savior, I urge you to trust Him while you still can. Time is running out. If Jesus comes back tonight, there will be no more time. You'll be left behind. Let's just bow for a word of prayer, and then Melody's going to get the Lord's Supper tray ready, and we'll just enter into that in just a moment.